Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Mel.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots, as this week we are covering Robot Wars Extreme Warriors Season 2, The Annihilator.
It's back again, The Annihilator. And this is one I've never seen before.
Yes, I know, same. I wish I'd stayed ignorant of it, but yeah.
Mm. Had some fun watching it.
Yes.
But you know the concept of the Annihilator by now. Six robots go in, one is defeated, five go back, they repair, they come back in, five becomes four, becomes three, becomes two, becomes one.
Yep. Half of these robots seem to be soup cans made for this event.
Yeah, because
the BC didn't qualify for the actual championship.
Uh-huh. And it shows.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, well, to be honest, like, see, when you think about it, one of the Annihilators had, like, a Till of the Drum in it that was a one-and-done season robot, so...
Yeah.
Kind of like and then was it Onslaught in the other one, and that Onslaught wasn't even in that season?
No, Onslaught... What happened with Onslaught is... I think Onslaught entered every season for about three seasons. It's just that half the time they broke down before they could have a fight.
Oh, Onslaught. Don't you ever change.
Oh.
Right, so, this six competitors. We'll start as we mean to go on.
Yeah.
From California, Thor's hammer.
So this is an X-Bot, and this is one of the brand new robots, and we don't really get to find out much about it apart from that it's really, really light.
Yeah, that's pretty much all that I got information-wise from Thor's hammer.
Yep.
From California, Revenge.
Which kind of looks like a... Here's the weird one. This robot looks like a termite. It's a drum spinner robot. And the reason I mentioned termite specifically is because...
From Nebraska, the termite.
Which... Finally, the funny wheels make sense, because they actually explain the principle of it, and we're like, no, that's actually better. I understand that
the
now.
The principle of the matter.
Yes. Indeed.
From Utah, Hyperactive.
Which is a two-wheel vert, except it's terribly built.
Hmm. From California, The Brute.
Which is a box on wheels with a drum spinner.
And from Arizona, Cyclone.
Which is a mildly competently built vertical spinner.
Mm.
With tank tracks.
So before we get into the arena... We almost got into it backstage as all six teams were screaming at each other. We get cameras panning around every team member as they said something into the camera. And so it was just like, well, we're the Termite and we're going to exterminate you. And then it just gets to like the dude that hyperactive, and he's just like, this is hyperactive, and we are going to be hyper tonight. And it's like, so now the question is that the joke? Is the joke the robot's called hyperactive, but then you deliberately put on like the dullest kind of front? Anyway, we don't really find out, because 3, 2, 1, activate. All 6 robots start, and say, be honest, hyperactive draws first blood.
Yes. Now, in this particular fight, yes, hyperactive is actually the one that does the real damage, because it makes Thor's hammer fly.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the first time we've actually seen a really effective vertical disc.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, by this point, most of the really successful discs in UK Robot Wars or Son of Waiachi or so many of these other robots are horizontal discs.
Mm. Hypno disc and whatnot.
Yeah.
Fluffy.
Exactly. There's not really... I've got to be honest, it's not until the new era that we really see a lot of successful verts.
Yeah, like, because even at the very end of Robot Wars and all that, like, I can literally only think of one right off the top of my head. That being Season 7 Exterminator.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it was... Yeah, exactly.
Well, so Exterminator essentially coined the four-wheeled vert.
There was four-wheeled verts beforehand, but yeah.
I know, but he was good at it.
Yeah.
That whole conversation lasted a hell of a lot longer than this first round did.
Because that what then happens is, at this point, Cyclone sees the corpse of Thor's hammer and goes, I want to try something. and it does. It tries to perform an Uta. And it succeeds eventually.
Yes, very, very, quite soundly. And then, so I'll put it down to, well, Thor's hammer is a bit of a light robot, so of course he managed to get that out
it's a bit janky.
Easily. Yeah.
So we jump straight back. Before we jump into the second round, they do the same gag again.
Yep.
And this is when they then get all the team introductions.
Mick Foley called the first fight a slobber knocker. By God. Revenge says that they weren't happy with the way that things happened at the end of the first round.
Oh,
because...
yeah, we forgot to mention this.
Yeah.
Revenge ends up split into...
Intertwined?
Yes. Unfortunately, Cyclone gets horny and it wants to make a baby, and it decides that Revenge will be the host. And it merges...
When a robot and another robot love each other very much, they decide to...
rip pieces out of each other. Mm. Yeah.
So, yep, as we say, Revenge wants... Well, Revenge.
Yes, because that's going to end well.
As we go into round 2. And Cyclone, what... Revenge, Brute, Termite, and Hyper Rat... Wait... Hyperactive, Jesus Christ.
And at this point, both Hyperactive and Cyclone work something out.
Oh, yeah.
One of us is going to be the winner. Pretty much.
Then that way, you should have all worked together. And then had the two of yous go out at the end.
So there is this moment where the two of them run at each other. And unfortunately for Hyperactive, Cyclone's weapon is bigger. So
unfortunately for Hyperactive, Cyclone is competently built.
And Cyclone rips... And not only that, once the first hit goes, Cyclone realizes, okay, we have to finish the job.
Mm-hmm. Before one of these other schlubs breaks down.
And it rips. It's actually, it gets hard to watch.
It's like a stop, he's already dead kind of thing.
And then you realise, oh no, no, he wants another Uta.
Yep. And I thought that's what this whole thing was going to be. This episode was just Cyclone trying to Uta every match, which I think was probably the initial idea.
Yeah.
Because he keeps hitting people with so much force that they just go blip.
Yep.
And so he tries and tries and tries again, but he finally does it.
Hooray!
Uta number two, and Hyperact goes yeeting over the fence.
And you can hear, if you listen very carefully, Brute, Termite, and Revenge going, fuck. Because we've got three underweight robots, and between the three of them, maybe have half an effective weapon?
Yeah. There was this great shot of RefBot coming over to the edge where Hyperactive got thrown out, and then just kind of shakes his head like, what can you do? Which is a funny little comedic moment.
But I mean, at this point, there's no way that Cyclone can be stopped. Absolutely. By this point, you're like, okay, this is already over.
It's not over till it's over, young man.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Chris and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe. So, Cyclone versus Brute versus Termite versus Revenge. Cyclone starts to realize, okay, I should be careful.
Uh-huh. Let's not just run headfirst into things. Let's wait for someone to come to us.
And then it goes, ooh, Termite! And it rips a wheel off.
Mm.
And...
but then...
then it starts to smoke.
As we all know, smoking is bad.
And... yeah, so it's smoking, and then it lights on fire. And for some reason, instead of everyone going, right, get him, everyone just lets it kind of potter about as Termite eventually gets taken out.
The bit that I enjoyed the most out of this is the fact that, like, Cyclone used the steam jet to put out the fire.
The CO2 jet, yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, the damage was kind of done here, and Termite was down a wheel, as we kind of discussed, but it admittedly did start making its way across the arena for a period of time, so some props to that.
So what then happens is that even though Cyclone's spinner is down, it's actually Brute that finishes the job, so Brute actually pits Termite.
Yeah, because even after this, Termite is, like, slowly dying. It's getting progressively slower every time it cuts back to it, and it's clearly done for. And I think, like, this was kind of point where I was like, oh god, is this going to be one of these things where it's like they keep showing Termite just moving, and then they're just going to smash cut back to Cyclone and it's going to be stopped. But thankfully, they cut back to Cyclone and Cyclone was still moving.
Yep.
And then the match ends with Revenge's barbed spinner weapon, like, broken again.
Yes.
It's like you didn't even do anything.
Oh yeah, that's one thing. You kind of go, where's everyone else during this fight?
Just in the background. Clearly wasn't that interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that I'm actually going to talk about. So we're recording four episodes today, which are the four specials at the end of the series. And...
which is why I'll be sick for 4 weeks, by the way. I'm not a weak human being.
This is the only episode of the four where the house robots behave.
Definitely. Yeah.
Which we're going to get to.
Yeah. Like, it actually made, like, that episode, the one in particular, that we'll be doing next week.
2 weeks. It's tag team next.
No, that's the one I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Like, just, like, the show became insufferable by how much, like, interference of the house robots, like, it was clearly getting to the point where there was just, like, okay, just go choose a winner. And it's like, what's the point in having these matches then if, like, there were literally times where robots weren't ever counted out, but then Sir Kellogg's just like, and you're out of the arena. And it's like, well, I guess he lost.
Anyway.
All that and more next week. You can look forward to more of that rant.
So, Cyclone versus Brute and Revenge. And finally, Brute and Revenge go, maybe we should both attack Cyclone?
Yep.
Unfortunately for Revenge, what Brute decides to do is, I'm going to attack after you, so that it's facing against you when I hit it.
because one of the most interesting things was the way that it was, like, it started off with Revenge going at it, and it was just kind of swinging itself around the circles, and it's like, it's hitting the weapon from the side. That's not a bad strategy. You could maybe put the thing out of whack for that. But then, like, both Cyclone and Revenge were fighting on the pit, and so Brute was just like, screw this, it's the pit, and hopes that one of them goes down.
And there's this brilliant moment when it becomes clear that the robot that's coming out is going to be Revenge. And Brute and Cyclone both drive next to each other and then chill out and watch.
Yeah. It's almost like they walk out and high five. It's like, ha, we did it, bro. The fix was in.
I think it was more along the lines of, do you know what, let's not rip each other apart.
Yeah, we'll do that in the next fight.
Yeah.
But it's just the way that the both of them back up and just nice and calmly, like, they sit but they point towards the carnage as if they're actual, like, living being robots that are watching it.
Yeah. So... there's two robots left. Now, yep, who is going to win here, do you think? Who's going to win? Is it going to be the horrible, devastating weapon that is absolutely dominated at every freaking turn? Or is it going to be the little box robot?
I mean, we all know who you want to win. You love your little box robots.
I love little box robots. It's adorable.
And I love big smashies.
And actually, fair play to them. Brute goes for it.
Yeah.
Brute is swinging.
We should mention, just before the fight, Mick Foley has some props. He has, like, a visor and some marshmallows on a stick.
Yeah.
So we're not talking, we've not spoken about Mick much today.
So what ends up happening is... so actually, Brute traps Cyclone on the wall. And there's this weird moment where you go, there's no way Cyclone is going to lose this. Surely not.
I mean, it was cagey for a while.
Mm-hmm. And there is this moment where, and it gets even worse, because even though Brute seems to be kind of struggling for control, it's clear Cyclone's weapon is down.
Mm-hmm.
And there is there's just this moment of, bloody hell, Brute's actually caught.
He's got a chance.
He's got a shot here.
And he's got a static spike at the back. That's still more weaponry than Cyclone had.
And...
because it was like near the beginning of the match, you seen one of the... what do you call it? The fucking wired thingies. Chains?
Yeah.
Sure, let's just go with chains. Weapon chains, like, on the floor. And so, like... the weapon wasn't spinning anywhere near as powerful as it was, and then it stops. So it was just a very slow series of shutting down.
Yeah. And then there is the slow... because it's not even that like Brute has Cyclone on the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And then... you just start to see Brute slowing down.
Yeah.
It's over. So somehow,
Cyclone limps into a victory.
In the worst performance it had.
Well, second worst.
Yeah, today is at least it was running at the end.
Like, nothing could be as bad as, here we go, here's Cyclone and his giant desk. It's been dropped on its head. It's gone.
Yep.
But see, now, like, realizing how good Cyclone is as a robot, as far as, you know, Extreme Warriors goes... I'm actually really kind of gutted that it got put out so quickly, because he probably could have done pretty well.
I mean, it's one of those sad things of it's that moment of, and you get this, I think, with every Annihilator, it's that robot that just never quite managed to get it together when it mattered.
Yeah.
And then in a side event, it's like, oh, this is what it was meant to do.
It's all these side events that, like, make you more nostalgic of the robot as being a good robot.
I mean, literally, Weldor.
Yeah. Thermidor.
Exactly, Thermidor. There's another example.
Onslaught?
Onslaught, yeah, Onslaught, absolutely.
Stegosaurus? Spikosaurus?
Spikosaurus, yes. Stegosaurus, it was a world championship. The British Championship was the only time it did anything good, so.
Yeah, no, I just got my Saurus robots mixed up.
Yes.
So, Cyclone wins the Robot Wars title belt.
And I've got to be honest, this is probably the weakest Annihilator. So yeah, I would say that this is probably the weakest Annihilator.
Yeah, possibly. Unless, well, to be honest, there was an Annihilator that featured fucking Napalm 2. So... at least, like, I would say every robot in this one was slightly more competent than Napalm was.
Yep.
So, maybe just one notch above that one.
I mean, it's not like we're about to have the worst episode of Robot Wars ever.
more worse than Heat H.
Also, one other thing. Sorry, one bit of trivia just before we get to next week. This is the first and only one of three episodes where a competitor robot would throw out another from the arena using a flywheel.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Indeed.
I do enjoy trivia.
Anyway, we will be back next week with the tag team Terror Code.
Terror being the key word.